Okay, welcome to this second meeting. It's now quarter after 12 and we're given 40 minutes for this meeting. This is a meeting on functional design. And I want to welcome you all and thank you all for doing some research in between. I did took minutes from the first meeting and I'll show them to you in a moment. I know each of you have a presentation, and in thinking about the 40 minutes, I thought it would take only like 3 minutes for the previous minutes. Each of you having about 7 minutes, or maybe a little more, maybe a little less, for your presentations and a little discussion, because I happen to have been told there was a new project requirements, and we have to make some decision on what functions it will have. Okay?
Yes.
Everybody agree with us?
Yes.
Okay. And after the meeting, there'll be things to be done, and as you can see, it says we get to get lunch, and then some more individual work, and then putting minutes away, and individual actions. Now, for the minutes of the first meeting, as you can see, it was just earlier today. Kate, Steph, Sarah, and myself in our full capacities were present. I opened the meeting, the product was developed and reviewed, and we talked about the financial end of it and its some implications. The 4 million sales target and new ideas of not too many buttons, bright colors, and some of the influence of the Japanese, and closed early so you could then proceed with your research and getting reports together for this meeting. Anybody have any questions on those minutes? Are they complete? Did they discuss everything that we covered last time? Kate? Did I miss something?
We talked about the individual roles that we each had as well.
Yeah. I'm afraid I incorporated that when I said who was present, but
okay.
Yes, we did. And we did a little bit of team building of making the pictures, but I didn't think those were appropriate to the minutes necessarily. So as a group, I think we are very accepting the minutes.
And I accept the minutes.
Okay.
Is that what we're supposed to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Good. Then we'll move to the three presentations. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to move this. Who wants to go first? As far as it goes.
Not really meant to touch those microphones. Oh, it doesn't have any on, does it? That's fine.
Excellent. Thank you. So we didn't need to screw it in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that looks good.
It's done, it's done. There we are.
All right. Thank you very much. One of the biggest issues I thought about from last meeting was the fact that we need to sell 4 million of these remote controls. And I think that this was an opportunity to really take real reaction in the direction of similar of handheld tools that have been used and are used by many of us, and to kind of bring the remote control into the same realm as an accessible, useful electronic device as opposed to something that is lost in the couch and what have you. So My main goal here is to re-envision remote control in this context and to think about menu functionality and current technology and the fact that it could be interactive with other tools. Some of the research in the market has shown that people really are not happy with remote controls as they are now, and that means we do need to make some decisions about what keys or buttons on the remote control to perhaps keep and what ones to discard. And if we devote some energy into this, I think the recent productions of Real Reaction, the iGo Everywhere Power, and the high-definition DVD players, although it makes immediate sense to have our remote control interact with these, I think we can also use this as a platform to make it interact with other tools. And in fact, I think the high-definition DVD players and all of this will come along and we'll only benefit from the positive feedback from our well-designed tool. So again, most users really dislike the current look and feel of remote controls. 50%, I think of all these numbers, the most important is 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons. And 80% of users, and if we think about this, there are a lot of television, DVD, stereo, remote control users out there. 80% will spend more money on a remote control that looks fancy.
Can I ask where these figures come from? Is this market research?
It was market research, and there were 100 people in the room, so 80 out of 100 said they would spend more money.
Now, in between, as the project manager, you sent me an email from the powers that be, that teletext is outdated, and the internet coming in is important, but that they want this remote control to only be for TV, with incorporating the corporate image, color, and slogan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can really focus on this remote and again bring the Real Reaction branding in and get some positive marketing for our other tools, even if we directly don't advertise for the iGo Everywhere. Line. So, an interesting element was the "Would you pay more for speech recognition?" question. So these market research questionnaires looked into your concern about technology, and specifically wanted to find out information about speech recognition.
Okay.
Now, the early adopters, those of us who grew up with technology, and lucky for us, have the cash to pay for it, the young age group without the mortgages and responsibilities, 91% of them would pay more for speech recognition and remote control. Very interesting. I leave this up to the group to decide if we want to use this. The designers, but 91%.
Is that a large 25. Enough target market to target it?
Well, I think, especially in terms of growth, I think this would be a very smart group to target. I mean, 3/4 of the next age group, 25 to 35, are interested. And with the technologies improving, if we can get these...
In real numbers, these are 91% and 76%. Translate to in excess of the 4 million.
Yes.
Or 8 million.
Yes. But would you pay more, and does it work, and is it approachable, and did I know that it was, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
I don't know if speech recognition should be included, but I think it's an interesting, I think that maybe shows more about being open to technology.
Well, it definitely needs a lot more research on like how much more it would be, and any existing examples and what reactions to them have been.
Yeah.
And
well,
sort of thing.
How our target price compares with the typical price of these things. I expect an industrial designer should know that, but if we're aiming to build this thing for 12 euros 50,
it a lot or a little.
Exactly. I mean, I did not receive any information on that, but I think the competition, assessing out what other people are doing and what's in the pipeline is very, very important. Because there was a question about if you want an LCD screen that wasn't responded to, but some of the larger remotes do have screens where you can navigate, you know, so it turns into something. Perhaps you all have seen the Osborne's, where Ozzy Osbourne is attempting to manage his super entertainment system with something that looks like a small tray.
Small population.
Yeah, you're exactly right there. But I think the key is to get the early adopters, people who are familiar with technology, in, and they'll be.
Well, we're not looking at whether the earlier adopters on that screen. That's looking at
exactly.
Age groups.
Yes, and I'm making the leap that people who are familiar, younger people are more familiar with technology than more people. More comfortable,
Okay, you have the other power.
I think the most important thing is an attractive, streamlined remote control, and to be extraordinarily reductionist. Power, channel, volume, and everything else is up to the designs. And this is also supported by the markup research.
Okay.
Thank you. That's my contribution.
All right. And we'll turn to the next presentation. She said we don't need to screw it in, just stick it in. And then press FN and F8 next to the control button on the bottom, and then F8 at the top.
Yeah, press
that. And then be patient.
Yeah, here we go.
Tell them. If you want to go to slideshow mode, it's the little button there.
Can I not just do each one in order?
You can if you like. That just sets it up to do a thing.
There
that.
We are.
That one.
Yay.
That. Left a bit. That one. Yep. And then you just press the click when you want.
Right. Technical functions design. Well, I think first off, basically, I do agree with what Sarah has defined as your personal preferences, and I think we need a more streamlined volume with no extraneous functions. So my method was to look at the existing remotes and what functions they have, and what we all need to discuss is whether we want these functions pretty much the same as what existing remotes have, if we can build on this with the speech recognition. That's not something I'd thought about at all, but it's also something we can discuss.
Okay.
And I presume we can miss out functions related to video or DVD remote control if this is only going to be satellite cable TV remote control. So these are two models of existing remote controls. The one on the left seems to be a fairly standard universal remote control. It has fast forward, stop, play, all relating to movies. It also seems to have channel up and channel down, which is more what you'd expect from a Sky or cable remote control, mm-hmm. where you've got hundreds of channels, instead of a merely terrestrial one. But I think we should be looking more along the lines of the one on the right, which also has play, stop, and pause and everything. I don't think we need them at all. I think we just need channel selection, volume up, volume down, and I think an an enter function where you can access, it's not like teletext, but along the same lines, access things on the screen. Not related to the internet one that you mentioned, because that would be far outside our budget and what we want this to do.
Hmm. So exceed the requirements to
really exceed the requirements, because the requirements really are just want to be able to change channels and functions, which is more a text on the screen thing than actual buttons. I was thinking something, some smooth, sleek little remote control with big user-friendly buttons and a menu that you can access. But then I do think we need to discuss the speech recognition possibility.
Okay. Anything else you
want to? No. Okay. But we could go back to the pictures of the what are they called? The pictures of the remote controls and possibly discuss what we think about them.
Or
but maybe we should hear what Kate has to say first.
Yeah. Let's hear what Kate has to say.
Okay.
And afterwards we could do a whiteboard with that the one on the right has exists.
I think the one on the right is as well as less cluttered.
Definitely less cluttered, and I mean, but still, it's. Sorry, I'll just resume something else I was going to say. The style of these is terrible.
Yeah.
I really think we need to not only possibly even materials, like the type of plastic used, but everything, including size and shape of buttons, positioning of buttons, the actual shape of the handheld device, colors,
ergonomics,
just everything to do with this has to be revolutionized. But so that's that for now.
I'm going to bring us down to earth again, I'm afraid, and talk about the actual practicalities of how the thing needs to work. This is the methodology I used in preparing for this meeting. Basically, I've been doing a little bit of web-based research, and if I had a design team, I would have been discussing ideas with them. But the net result is that I've come up with the first cut for the working design I'd like to discuss with you. So let's go back to what the basic function of a remote control is. It's for sending a message, typically via infrared. And the basic components we've got to build in for our 12 euros 50 are an energy source, the user interface, and which will incorporate an integrated circuit that actually composes the message based on which buttons the user presses. We turn that into a message, and then we need a sending mechanism to send it to the receiver. Now, I would have hoped, I think that's my only slide actually, yeah, I would have hoped to do a pretty PowerPoint slide of my first cut design, but unfortunately the technology defeated me, so if you'll bear with me, I'll do it on whiteboard. So we want an energy source, which is there.
next thing. Typically it would be a battery, but open suggestions. And then we have the user interface. Oops. And the main components in there are the chip that actually has the intelligence of the machine that translates button presses into a message, which it then transfers to some sending mechanism, which encodes it, and sends the message to the receiver. So those are the basic things that we've got to get in for our €12.50. Thank you.
But those things, as long as we can get those components, the block that rectangle for the user interface is where the user comes in. Of what does it look like? What do the buttons look like? What does it feel like? That's where the user interface is really coming into its own.
Mm-hmm.
The technical end is what's actually going to be in there. But also it has to be easy enough to change or repair if something goes wrong. For example, the battery energy source, or what if the chip, for whatever reason, breaks down after a certain amount of time? Do you just replace it? Is there any, because it may be in the same area with several other user interfaces, like for DVDs, movies, whatever, does it have to have a way of being segregated from the others at a different frequency or something?
Well, I may be wrong here, but I've been thinking of this device as being a cheap, mass-produced device. We're trying to sell 4 million of them.
Mm.
That's you know, that's almost one in every 10th household or whatever it is. And I hadn't thought of it as being a repairable thing. You just, if it goes wrong, you chuck it out. And that's why I'm a bit concerned. I like the idea of speech recognition, that's a great idea, but I'm not convinced we can put it into this box for the price that we're going to need to hit.
Do we have some idea of how much it would cost to create a device that has these basic elements? Because then...
Isn't that your job?
No, the chip composer.
Oh, right.
Marketing.
Oh.
Or no, the chip composer sender.
Yeah.
I don't believe I know.
I'm talking with my personal coach. It's going to need some advice on that.
Okay.
Asking.
Because then we would figure out how much we have to play with in terms of user interface and this look and feel idea.
It does seem as if we're just to do something really simple and mass produced, which is pretty much the same as these existing models, just maybe
inspired?
A little bit more inspired. But basically just the same. Although what suddenly came into my head is, you know, they always take two AA batteries, which is really not very efficient at all. Could it be possible to have a rechargeable internal battery, like an MP3 player does, that you could just, or a mobile phone or whatever. You just plug into a power source for a couple of hours, and then it's charged for ages and ages and ages, and you don't have to worry with replacing AA batteries.
Well, that has another element, which is if every time you're done using that remote, you put it on a charger, then it has.
You'd never
place.
Need the batteries, would you? Yeah.
Yeah, but it also has a place.
And
so
it's not stuck down the back of the sofa. But then again, I don't know if this is within our price range or not.
I think that's a very interesting idea. I'm not a very good industrial designer, and I don't know much about what these things cost. I'll do some research for the next meeting.
Okay.
Better than my idea about solar, probably.
Yeah.
And solar may not be so good when you're watching TV in the house.
Well, it is just so annoying.
And then store up the energy.
Yeah, yes.
And then use it. Solar can do that.
We're talking quite heavy then.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be too heavy and cost too much.
No, but just a rechargeable internal battery would probably, I mean, it might cost more to at first to develop and to install, but for long-term use, it'll be so much more convenient and economic than fiddling around trying to replace chunky AA batteries and not having any in your kitchen drawer. And
you know, you might make that a selling point if it was something that you found you could afford to develop.
Definitely, because I'm thinking in terms of the loss and breakage of remotes, how much of that is to do with it not really having a home, a nest.
So have this little dock that you could
exactly
put it.
Yeah. So if you can dock it, you know, you could argue
and
that
the dock
this
could
is
look very fancy.
Exactly.
That could be your inspiration.
Still, I don't know if it's quite within our price range.
Because you're all talking about another component, like another piece of
paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we agreed as to what our target group is, though? Pretty much.
Well,
I'm looking for the younger end.
Exactly. I think you raised some good questions about, are there enough of these people out there? Or are they making purchasing decisions? You know,
yeah, I was wondering that, because I agree that people with, how can I put it, more money than sense, and buy something
I usually
new.
Put more money than brains.
I'll make a note of that, Kate. Okay, good.
But what I was going to say was that although they may be buying personal music devices and all that, are they necessarily buying TV remote controls? Because they probably live in a household that has a TV if the lower end of the age range.
Yeah.
It might be good to know who is actually buying televisions, and are we in a region where people have more than one television?
I think we've got a big hill to climb here, haven't we? I mean, we've got to persuade people we've got a remote control because it came with the telly, but they should buy our product instead.
Yeah.
Or do we make sure that it goes to through the manufacturer, we sell to the manufacturer
yeah,
as
probably.
The
yeah.
remote
yeah.
that goes with it?
Yeah.
That's probably
that
more,
would be a more efficient way of doing it.
Yeah, and some of our DVD players, incidentally, have them because we have the relationship with our department that we're willing to go for the manufacturers.
Okay.
We're
right.
not going to get any resolutions by the end of the day, are we?
Probably not. The other thing that we're supposed to do is make decision on our functions. Our functions, we've so far decided, I think, that power, channel, volume, make it attractive. It has to have an enter key and, of course, the number keys. It has to have big user-friendly buttons. And definitely, we want to be inspired that the current styles are just plain awful.
Yeah.
Do we need,
is that agreeable to everyone?
Actually, the enter key, I have a chart here that I didn't include. Which might
throw some light on that.
Yeah, those are. Well, I have a lot of charts.
Actually, we are almost a half hour out of the 40 minutes, and we have to get close to.
Okay. My only comment is that I think maybe we could somehow include an enter key in, like, a power key if our power was entered.
Mm-hmm.
That was my only, just
okay.
really in terms of streamlining.
Enter power as a some simultaneous key.
Exactly. Again, you
is that okay?
Menus or
sorry, I was reading the chart, to be honest.
So how does it work? How do you avoid switching full off when you actually want to press enter?
Well, if you're pressing enter, the thing would already be on. And so maybe when you press power, initially it turns on, press power again and use that as an enter. So you
then
press
you have
power
to have it
after you, well, I was thinking maybe you to turn it off, you'd have to press power twice in succession.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe
mm.
power follows something like a channel up, channel down power, and then that would make that choice.
Not really a bit complicated. Because when you do this, all
we're just not aiming at money. Or, yeah, or something that has a turning dial where it's all remembered.
Who's got an iPod then?
Yeah, I don't. I wish. Anyway, that was the only comment about some of the decisions people have made. Of course, most important. Definitely channel line power.
Yeah, things like screen settings and audio settings. I would generally do them on the actual television itself, like here you have a, you know, a little flap with a little control panel on the actual box itself. I wouldn't know how to do it using a remote control. So I would say that they are definitely less relevant.
Okay. Thanks for looking at that.
So I guess easy to use is the other thing that we want to be able to do.
We don't want to
as you said, you know, don't make it too hard for the granny. I just joined that set last week.
Oh, okay.
First grandchild alone. So are we agreed then of those things? And let's go back to the agenda. Hook me up. This ought to be fun. You probably won't go the first time. I'm probably going to mess. Come on. It lost it off here. No, it was up there, but I couldn't see it down here. This time it should be both.
There we go.
Can you do that? How do you do both? You have to keep doing the FN and FH to
okay.
5 minutes to finish. Thank you a lot for telling me.
I think I'm second.
Right. We're ready to close. That will be completed questionnaire. Then we'll have some time for individual work to continue our research. And I'll put some minutes of this meeting together. Your individual assignments are for Kate to do the components, for you, Steph, to do the user interface, and for you, the trend watching. And each of us will get help from our coach. And we're agreed to get ourselves together and then have lunch.
Yes.
Okay. Then that's the end of this meeting. And I hope that's good enough for her to tell her that's the end. Okay?
Okay. We didn't come to any sort of decision on the functions, though.
Well, I think I went over the functions and wrote them down.
All right, well, that's fine then.
That's what I went over, and nobody was objecting to them.
And you mentioned, I was just going to say, could you reiterate the new topic requirements? Because
okay.
It has to be for a TV and just a TV itself.
The teletext is outdated.
Yeah,
the internet is important. It's only to be for a TV, and it must include the corporate image, color, and slogan, which I think is more in the user range with Steph.
So what actually are these? Is that the yellow and black?
It doesn't tell me.
I'll just use it from their website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.